Everyone, we're going to reconvene the Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting. Next up on our agenda this morning is item number 11. This is discussion, possible action. Consideration and possible action on application for a business license for a medical marijuana dispensary for MMRND LLC on C Street in Virginia City, Nevada. Mr. Loomis?
Mr. Commissioners, Keith Loomis, Lyon County or Story County District Attorney's Office. What I wanted to say is that, as you know, we have been sued by MMRND LLC for not granting a medical marijuana dispensary license to them. As a result of that suit, we referred it to the pool. The pool then referred it to Mr. Hardy of Marquis Arbach from Las Vegas to provide representation in the case. Mr. Hardy is from Las Vegas. He has a wealth of experience in addressing medical marijuana establishment issues and has worked in that area for some time. So what we wanted to do is after the lawsuit was filed, we went ahead and told MMRND that they could go ahead and apply for a business license. They did submit a business license to Community Development, and the issue of whether or not to issue that business license is before you today. The application actually references an address at 208 North C Street. The state has authorized provisional licensure for an address at 226 North C Street here in Virginia City. So the agenda item is not specific as to the address where the proposed dispensary would be located. It just addresses the fact that the dispensary is proposed for C Street in Virginia City, Nevada. It's the staff's recommendation in this case is to deny the business license for the reason that we have a zoning ordinance set forth in 17.12.100, subsection B, which says that uses involving the sale, display, dispensing, cultivation, or use of marijuana or illegal drugs or paraphernalia commonly used or associated with the use of marijuana or any illegal drug is prohibited. And that's because the zoning ordinance prohibits the dispensing of marijuana. Our office and staff's recommendation is that the business license for the medical marijuana dispensary be denied today.
Thank you, Mr. Loomis. So we have representatives today here from MMRND LLC. You go ahead and identify yourself for the record so the clerk can get it to the minutes. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Commissioners. My name is Eva Segerbloom. I'm an attorney on behalf of MMRND. I have one of the owners, Steve McNeil, and a registered nurse that's also involved in the operation. Just a few quick points, and obviously I'm here for any questions as well as Mr. McNeil as an owner. You know, the citizens of the state of Nevada voted overwhelmingly in support of making medical marijuana constitutional. It's now in the Nevada Constitution. As to the zoning regulation brought up by Assistant District Attorney Loomis, if you look at the language of that regulation, it specifically is talking about illegal drugs, not medical marijuana, and I would submit that medical marijuana is different than marijuana and illegal drugs because, again, it's constitutional. As to the address, it is for 208 North C Street. There has been a survey done. It complies with all the requirements of the Constitution and the state's regulatory scheme. There's also a five-mile rule that was basically enacted with those regulations that says if you get a provisional license for one location, you're allowed to move within 5 miles of that location, provided that it meets all the requirements, meaning it's far enough away from schools, community centers, et cetera. So, again, I would submit that the 208 North C Street location falls within that five-mile rule. Again, the survey has been done. It's attached to the business license application. going up to the patients of Story County that could benefit from the use of medical marijuana. This is the only medical marijuana establishment that has been approved for Story County. And by the law, there's only one dispensary that would be allowed anyway for Story County. So if this dispensary is not allowed to open, there's not going to be another one, and the patients just have to travel that much further. Obviously, here we're beautifully situated in Virginia City, up in the mountains, and obviously we get a lot of snow in the winter, and so it just makes it that much more difficult for patients in need to try and get their medicine if they have to travel outside of the county. I'm sure that you're all aware that this is a very rigorous statutory scheme. There's a lot of safeguards in place. It's the most well-regulated scheme in the entire country, in terms of the security, in terms of what patients have to do to even get the card and then to be allowed into the dispensary. So this is a very good operation, a very good scheme that would be enacted. I just would urge the commissioners to consider, one, the taxes for medical marijuana that could benefit the citizens, and also the implications of question two. If question two passes, then the state is allowing adult usage, and the way that the scheme is kind of set up now is that medical marijuana establishments will be grandfathered in for that adult usage. And so I think that there would be, if question two passes and there's no dispensary or other medical marijuana establishment in Story County, you would be losing out on a lot of tax potential because, you know, that's going to go directly to education, those taxes. And again, if question two passes, it's 15% tax on top of the 10% sales tax. So that would be a lot of money to forfeit that could benefit the residents of Story County. The past few weeks, myself as well as other owners of MMR&D have been out talking to people in Story County, and we found a lot of people in support of this. A lot of them can't be here today because they work, but I did just want to communicate that to you and urge you to actually consider this and have a discussion about it. And I, again, thank you for your time. I'm available for any questions as well as Mr. McNeil, one of the owners.
Thank you, Mr. Yearbloom. Do any of the principals like to speak?
I don't really have much to say. I got this permit 2 years ago. It was very rigorous to get it. It was available, so I was fortunate enough to get that. I got two permits. I got one in Fallon, too. We're open there. We've been there 2 years. People don't even know we're there. That's how quiet this is. You have to go to a medical doctor, and then you have to apply with the state, and then you can come in my store through a locked door. So it's not like a pharmacy where poisons are kept. This is where medical marijuana is kept. It's legal. I got the permit. It's only for people that go to the doctor first. You have to go to a doctor. Medical marijuana, in 1920, 90% of all the medicine in the world was made from marijuana. Then we got a 70-year prohibition on it. The United States did. And they did it worldwide, which is really horrible. But it's coming around again. The benefits are incredible. There's a book, it's called The Emperor Wears No Clothes. If you could read that, it's free online. It tells you all about what's happened in that industry. But thank you for your time, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you.
This is Nurse Julesy. Yes. She's one of my agents. She's an RN nurse.
Hello and welcome. My name is Julie Montero. I'm a registered nurse in the state of Nevada, and I am a Nevada resident since 1995. I've worked many, many years in many hospitals in Southern Nevada. I've been working in trauma, pediatric ERs, adult medicine. Never once since I've worked here since 2006 back in Nevada did I even know that we had a medical marijuana program since 2001. When it was introduced to me, I came from a very, very conservative family, Republican. We did exactly what we were told, and we followed the laws, and we did create a great change. I come from a huge family of inventors. So when cannabis came to me, known as medical marijuana, I was like, this is the Nancy Reagan drug. This is just to say no. I was one of those members for many years. I have found over the years it is one of the most healing plants, the most natural plants that we are given. And I found it to be my duty as a medical provider in the state to educate the rest of our constituents. I've worked many, come and talked to many commissioners in Las Vegas, city council members. I am so honored to be here in this lovely town. You guys have a wonderful small community here, and I understand how you want to keep it and preserve it. Do know this. Many of your members of this community are patients. They want a natural answer to a treatment plan, and yes, it is a treatment. We are here today in green. You guys had a silver rush here. Not everyone wanted the rush to come here with silver, but you guys profited greatly. The green rush is here in Nevada. You have the opportunity to have the police have more funds, the fire department, your educational system. It will blossom, and you will have the choice on where those funds go. It is an opportunity, and it is an option for you. I understand that. When you make these decisions, and these are going to be big decisions for you, you didn't always were raised in the way that it was a natural medicine. Nancy Reagan said no to me. But when I started doing the research, I learned.
Why don't you hold your testimony just for about 30 seconds?
Yeah. Noon missile.
I love it. This is great. So, just in closing, I know your time is valuable. I educate the state. I have what we call CannabisNursesMagazine.com. It is a place that you can go digitally to learn. When I had the fear, and I didn't understand medical marijuana, I learned and I taught myself. We now have a platform. I challenge you to take that fear that you have, thinking that your town is going to be taken away from you. Educate yourself. I challenge each and one of every one of you, and I'll leave some of these here with you today. If you have any questions or concerns, I'm always open. I'm known as Ask Nurse Julesy. I'm here for everyone in this community. I am an educator, and I'm a nurse, and I'm here for the voice of the patients. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, at this time, we'll go ahead and we'll open up for public comment. Ms. Anderson, would you like to come up first? And we've reached the podium, if you'll identify yourself with the name and your county of residence.
Thank you.
And that way the clerk can go ahead and get this into the minutes. We have a time frame of 3 minutes. The district attorney will be on the time clock there.
Okay, my name is Edith Andreas, and I'm a resident of Virginia City within a couple of blocks of either of the proposed addresses for this pharmacy. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I'll try to be brief in just 3 points. First, I reject the false flag characterization by MMR, indeed, that their planned dispensary is local, compassionate care. Currently, every resident of Virginia City in the immediate area who's a patient under any condition, with any prescription, for any medicine, needs to go down to Reno, Carson City, Dayton, or a comparable place to get their prescription filled. If MMR&D was seeking to establish a full-spectrum pharmacy here in Virginia City, so all of those patients could experience local compassionate care and not have to drive down in the snow during the winter and other things cited by their spokespersons, I'm confident that I and many others that would support this effort, that the effort would be more widely supported. That would be within Story County's existing zoning restrictions. But why should this community create a special exception to the zoning ordinances all of us have had to comply with, for this thing appealing to their profit and to a very narrow spectrum of patients? Second, I'm concerned about local safety and health. The gal talked about educating ourselves. I did that. I did research on the internet. I don't think that, based on experience in other U.S. locations, I think we can expect negative consequences. The federal government's fatality analysis reporting system indicated that in Colorado, when they rejected restrictions on medical marijuana, the proportion of marijuana-positive drivers and fatalities rose faster than any other place, and there was no similar increase in states without medical marijuana. National Bureau of Economic Research found medical marijuana laws are associated with a 6-9% increase in the frequency of binge drinking among residents. I don't think we need more of that. I don't think we need more fatalities either. And then there are crime rates that rise with the additional availability of marijuana in other states. Third, I noticed in the Comstock Chronicle there was a deceptive and misleading quote attributed to Steve McNeil saying that he talked to people of all ages, and everyone, I mean 100% of everyone, was in favor of the idea. And now the attorney backpedals on that, says a lot of people are in support. I remember talking to one of the M&M people back in 2014, and I certainly wasn't in support then, and I'm not in support now. And I didn't say anything remotely in favor of it. I know that other Virginia City residents who live a mere block away from the proposed sites are opposed to this. I'm opposed to this. I just don't think it's right for the community. And thank you for, despite the fact I don't have green T-shirts to give out, thanks for the opportunity to speak.
Great. Thank you. All right, who would like to speak next? Ms. Bard?
Nicole Bard, Story County resident. First of all, I'm ambivalent about marijuana, so it doesn't, I don't care one way or the other. What I have is one question. I understand denying it based on an ordinance. You presented that. That makes sense. But what I don't understand is why, in situations such as with the brothel ordinance, we change ordinances all the time. In the recent past, like the last couple of years, we've changed the brothel ordinance several times. We have a commissioner who is a brothel owner who, through council, requested some changes of the brothel ordinance to help with family, estate planning was one example, et cetera. So my question here is, yes, we're standing on the fact that we have an ordinance, but when it suits us, we change ordinances. So my question is, why wouldn't we look at this ordinance that is stated and can be looked at by the opposing counsel as ambiguous, whether it talks to legal marijuana or illegal marijuana, et cetera, and revise it? We've revised the brothel ordinance, which from a moral standpoint to some people is not something we want in this county. For other people, it's no problem. I'm ambivalent. But yet on this particular case, we're not willing to look at that ordinance with this particular business. So why change brothel at the request of the commissioner who has a vested interest and not look at this ordinance and see if we can be more accommodative?
I can respond to that briefly.
If you want to, because this is public comment. It's not a debate.
No, it's not. All right, I'll let it be.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Mike Nevin?
Mike Nevin, citizen and taxpayer of Story County, longtime resident, live within a quarter block of the proposed location. Just want to tell you that I'm adamantly opposed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nevin. Mr. Avanzino?
You look like a punk.
I'm Bill Avanzino, a lifetime resident of Virginia City. Temporary county employee and a few other names to fame. But I live within the boundaries of this proposed 208 North C Street, and I am also opposed. I would not like this anywhere near my neighborhood, my grandchildren, or any of the children that go to and from the park or the baseball field. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Amasino. All right, who's next? Who'd like to speak? Mr. Phillips.
Yeah, for the record, Mark Joseph Phillips, a Virginia City resident. Speaking to agenda item number 11, consideration possible action, application for a business license for a medical marijuana dispensary. Little bit of a timeline here. This ordinance you're talking about was approved at the end of 2012 by two term-limited county commissioners. This was before your time. Okay, the ordinance is obsolete and hasn't been touched since then. Okay, then we go to July 2nd, 2014. The National Association, or the Nevada Association of Counties, sent a memorandum to the Medical Marijuana Committee and stated flat out that Story and Lyon County have already passed ordinances to opt out of the medical marijuana establishment program. July 2nd. Then September 16th, at a meeting, you all passed an ordinance putting a year moratorium prohibiting medical marijuana establishments for a year. This was after it was announced that Story County had already had an ordinance to opt out. So, boy, that was just such a lie. A year went by, no new ordinance, and no discussion since then. Any reference to marijuana in Title 17 zoning, it's buried in the definition. It's not clear to the public. You deserve to be sued. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. You had your hand up? Come on up.
Good afternoon, commissioners, staff, citizens. My name is Tamara Marangolo, and I was very fortunate to work and manage actually the busiest medical marijuana dispensaries that we have in the state of Nevada, located in Sparks.
Where are you from?
I'm from Sparks. Okay. So it's very regulated. They're very run professionally, inside and outside. What our authorities found, being we had very good relations with sheriffs, with police. They knew as soon as there was a first-time break-in next door that they could come to our dispensary and get still photos and video footage of perpetrators committing crimes. So actually, we were helping to solve crimes in the area. We had a shooting at 3 a.m. behind our dispensary. We caught the perpetrators on video. We have such sophisticated security systems that it's very, very safe. Patients feel safe coming in. Benefit was to the businesses surrounding them. They found that their clients came in. Their businesses had more business from people in general. And overwhelmingly, patients take this medicine very, very seriously. Overwhelmingly, the patient population are baby boomers. They are disabled. They are on limited incomes because they're retired or they're veterans. And this is alternative medicine for them. They're tired of taking chemical medicines that tear up their livers, their kidneys, or create more side effects that they need more chemical medicines for. This one medicine is natural, it's gentle, it's more of a solution for a long-term treatment plan than chemicals on their bodies. And this medicine, they cannot even open it until they get home. So there's no consumption on the premises, and everybody's very serious about this. It's not a party atmosphere whatsoever, and everybody abides by regulations. And so far, we haven't had any issues around the premises at all. So, and it's very innocuous. So it's very professional looking on the outside. People who drive by, unless they know what it is or a patient, they have no idea that that's a dispensary. It just looks like anything else. The state of Nevada was very, very smart. They watched other states go medical first to see what was working for them and what was not working for them. We follow after Arizona, which is like a doctor's office model of business or a pharmacy model of business. In fact, we're even more strict than Arizona. So I do support this green pharmacy coming in, Green Cross Pharmacy, because patients need access to their medicines. And just the gas money alone going down into Sparks or Reno is hard. This medicine is not covered by insurance. They pay for it out of pocket. Thank you.
Thank you. Who would else like to speak? Mr. Toll, you're on your way. Yes, we'll have you next. Okay.
For the record, Sam Toll, Story County resident. I'm speaking to you on behalf today of the Libertarian Party of Nevada, Story County Chapter, and I'd like to touch on public safety specifically. It's counterintuitive to think that by providing an opportunity for medicinal marijuana to be available to the public, that we would be working at that the public would necessarily suffer from some sort of safety issue. The high school kids can't walk through the door of this proposed dispensary to purchase medical marijuana because they're going to check their ID and they have to go to a doctor first. However, the black market provides ample opportunity for our kids to have access to all kinds of substances, including not just limited to marijuana, but to all sorts of other substances. The black market is supported by two people. Back in the good old days, it was bootleggers and Baptists. Today, it's the cops and the robbers. The Sinaloa cartel has murdered 60,000 people in Mexico. Interestingly, there's no Second Amendment down there. And those folks don't check the IDs of the kids, and they don't really care about the public safety. I've done some studies in California, where I have recently transplanted from, done some pretty rigorous research with respect to the amount of DUIs that are attributed directly to marijuana consumption, whether it's medical or not. And in fact, since 1997, when Prop 215 went into play, those instances did in fact increase, but they were statistically minimal. If you had, as an example, 100 people being arrested for DUI, marijuana consumers who were arrested for DUI did in fact go up 200% from 1 to 3, typically. So what it represents really is an opportunity to provide Story County residents with access to a legal, state-authorized and mandated substance, which Story County had the opportunity, as I understand it, and I haven't confirmed this, but perhaps you can correct me, had an opportunity to opt out of when the state circulated the first go-round of, hey, you guys want this in your county or not? And Story County specifically, as I understand it, chose not to opt out, which meant they chose to allow this sort of business to potentially at some point take place. I've talked to Mr. McNeil. I've done a little bit of research on him. He strikes me as an upstanding business person. He's not a dope dealer. And the Libertarian Party of Nevada would urge you to go against council and, in fact, approve the license that they're asking for. Thank you.
Thank you. You want to speak again?
Yes.
Please.
My name's Steve McNeil. I live in Las Vegas. I've been there 15 years. I'm the CEO of MMR&D LLC. I'm the one that came up here and got these permits. I would like to just clarify one thing. So when I came up here and did all my research, I saw your guys's, and then Mr. Whitney even showed them to me again. The law that you guys are talking about, it is against the law to sell, purchase, have marijuana, period. That is against the law. We're not talking about that. This is a highly regulated business. This is medical marijuana. And the difference is marijuana is illegal. You can go to jail for it. You got to buy it on the black market. It's not tested. You don't know what you're getting. Medical marijuana, you got to have a state license for $30,000. You got to renew it for $5,000 a year. You got to do all the preparation of getting your store ready with cameras, security, like she mentioned. It's a closed-knit thing. You have to go to a doctor first. You have to go apply for with the state next, and then you're allowed to come in the store through a locked door. So yeah, this is about as safe as it gets, guys. But anyway, I just wanted to explain to you the difference between marijuana and then the medical marijuana. We deal with medical marijuana only and all the products that it makes. The Rick Simpson, my wife's an RN nurse. She doesn't even like what I do, but she sent me a text the other day, and she says, look at this. The U.S. finally admitted that marijuana kills cancer cells. Okay, and that's what this whole thing's about. I'm not one of the only places that has a registered nurse that works for me. My business is set up right now. I have three steps. The first step is you have to go to the doctor, then you have to go to the state, and then you can call us. We will let you on the Internet. You purchase it on the Internet. We have no product in our store. We send the driver to the state production cultivation facility that had to get a permit. They get the product, and they take it right to the customer's house. That was my plan from the beginning. There is no product in my stores. When it goes recreational, that'll all change. But right now, in my business plan that the state approved, there is no product in my stores. It's the desk and the chair. And when I came through here 2 years ago, when I got that permit on November 3rd, I drove up here and stayed in the motel up here. And me and Mike walked up and down the street, and I told people, this is the way it is. You've got to go to the doctor first, then you got to go to the state, and then I'll let you on the Internet. You can see what product you want. If you need consultation, I have an RN that has a... She's the only RN in the whole country that has her own magazine, her and another RN that's a cannabis nurses magazine. So then you have to, and if you need consultation, I have it. Then we will go to the, you can purchase it or come in the store, and we'll help you purchase it online. And then our driver goes to the state cultivation or production, picks it up, and takes it right to the patient's house. It's not on the street. I don't want that. And I understand why you guys put that moratorium. I would have done the same thing. You know, you got to protect your town. Got a nice town. You just can't have some crazy businessman coming in here and disrupting your town. I understand that. But anyway, that's the whole business plan that I have, and that way it would not affect anybody's town. So, thank you for your time, gentlemen.
Thank you. All right, who's next? Come on up. Once again, if you'll identify yourself and the county you live in, for the record.
Hi, my name is Pierre, and I come from Las Vegas, where I spent the last 21 years being a performer with Cirque du Soleil, and I also played music for the Lion King show. I'm now here because, you know, the music business is falling apart a little bit. They just closed all the music shows in Vegas. The Cirque du Soleil are strong, but they're doing very well. But the local musicians are struggling. What I want to say here, I think we're all here because of one word, love. Lately, we've been hitting the pavement here and talking to people. No, I don't want this in my county. And you know what? Yes, they are right. And those other people says, yes, look, somebody lift his shirt and show me that he's been eating up cancer. And he tells me that's the one thing who helped me through all this pain and suffering. And do I understand that we want to protect our children from drugs and abuse and all kinds of dangers? We cannot be always around them, but we can teach them the right thing. What we are here to do is to provide good medicine to good people. We don't want to fall into this drug war where it hurts people. With what I noticed, again, I talked to this woman who said, I have this vomiting syndrome where I'm nauseated all the time, and the only one thing who can help me is the medical cannabis. Now, if you were walking down the street to find this little flower growing in the crack of the sidewalk and pick it up and realize that there is more than 500 components inside that little flower, and all the components are medicinal. Now, this plant can give you a high with the THC levels, or you can have medicine without any high at all. You're not going to get stoned. You're going to have the CBD oil and the ointments. Your arthritis is going to feel better. And guess what? We talked to this woman in the restaurant yesterday. My sister had a brain tumor that big, and she started doing the cannabis medicine. And now it's to a point where it's reduced to it, just a fraction of it. And I said, so you're going to the dispensary? Oh, no. I just grow it in my house. So we're going to have a very strict control of this substance. Because, yeah, it can do damage if you drive your car and you're stoned and then you don't know what you do. But when I was a young man, and I need to tell you the story of my good friend. We play ice hockey. We're in Canada, right? And we have the tennis ball. And we're playing ice hockey and we shoot. And all of a sudden, Ray turns around and he said, "Harry, my little girl." She went, "Oh, we all heard it." And what happened is the neighbor came. He's been like charged 3 times for drunk driving. And he parked the car in Ray's drive. And he pinned the little girl's, again, the structure, with her head pinned down there. She didn't die right away. She was 4 years old. We carried the baby. She was bleeding from the ears from the mouth. And it was horrible. I'm thinking, you know what? If we scrutinize the marijuana, the medical marijuana, that much, can we do the same thing with alcohol and the painkillers? With my SERP years, I broke my back, I broke my knee, and I was on hydrocodone, oxycodone, vicodone, you name it. I turned myself, I used to start having a huge belly, and I was feeling bad every morning.
Can you wrap it up, because you're kind of tired about a minute ago, so I was giving you some leeway. But
what I want to say is, like, we're good, we're here to deliver good medicine to good people and avoid all kind of abuse, and we're totally against that.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else in the audience? Come on up.
Thank you, Bob Summers, Virginia City Foothills resident. Distinguished council members, I appreciate you letting me make a brief comment in support of the Green Cross Pharmacy. My name is Bob Summers, as I said, and I am a principal member of Nevada Botanical Science. We are a group of local physicians and healthcare professionals operating a cultivation and production facility in North Reno. We've spent the last few years researching this compound and operate a responsible, compassionate, and professional business, and we've come to a few conclusions. Number one, this is medicine. We've helped patients from 3 years old to 98 years old with this medicine, which is often the safest and most effective alternative to conventional medications. And number two, this is a highly regulated, responsible, and professional industry. Our businesses generate revenue, create jobs, help patients, and have a positive impact in the community. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, who's next? Is that going to conclude the public testimony?
Mr. Chairman, if I may weigh in, I respect counsel's suggestion that we don't want to turn public comment into a debate, but I think the record needs to be clear when there are the potential, at least, for assumed statements. I have staff researching right now to see if we can validate this, but there was a comment, I believe, made that the last time we looked or considered our zoning ordinance was in 2012, And to the best of my knowledge, it was actually looked at in 2014, a comment that would lead me to believe that at least two of the now sitting commissioners were involved in that ordinance. And again, I've got staff looking to see what we looked at back then. If I find that before you deliberate, great. If not, I will share it later on.
Okay. Any thoughts?
Well, how many patients do we have in Virginia City? I don't know. I don't think we have enough to consider it. If you look at it as a business deal, doing business, if you don't have enough clients, you can't be in business. Are they planning on sending people up from Reno and Sparks to Virginia City to buy marijuana? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where you're going with this. Let's start with how many patients are right here in Virginia City. Because everybody else is going to have to drive up the mountain.
If anybody's going to give further testimony, they're going to have to come to the podium. You can't talk out of the gallery there because we won't get it on tape.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to answer your question. My name is Cece Stanton. I'm with the Cannabis Network of Nevada. Basically, these are medical records, and it's through the Department of Health and Human Services out of Carson. So, unfortunately, that data is not made available to us because that would go against HIPAA compliance. So we are not allowed to get those numbers from the state or any county. So there's no way we could provide that information for you. Unfortunately, we would love to. But unless it's voluntarily based per patient that they allow us to, you know, petition for that, for those numbers, then we couldn't get that in compliance with HIPAA. There's no possible way.
Julie Montero. I do know that the state of Nevada has constituted what we call reciprocity. This is something that we made sure as advocates to make sure to add into the law. What does that mean to your community? Every single visitor that comes from another state who is a medical marijuana card holder, California, Washington, Maine, there's over 24 plus states and even turning even more, I think we're up to 34. Your tourists who will be coming here, who do not have access because they might have flown here, and you have to consume it here, will be able to purchase that in a safe environment. Their cards will be checked with their states to make sure they are licensed providers or medical holders, and they'll be able to buy only a certain amount of cannabis. And we're not talking about just the flower bud. We're talking about lotions, tinctures, capsules, transdermal patches, salves, even suppositories. So when your residents who are in a lot of pain, most of them, you baby boomers, 45 and older, who do consume cannabis, we have over, I think, 22,000 patients in the state of Nevada in Las Vegas. When the program did not have dispensaries, we were at 7,000. We are now at 22,000. I don't know what the stats are for in your area up here, and it is a HIPAA violation, but you can get those numbers. So you're not just looking at your city of Virginia City. You're looking at all and each and every one of your tourists. So keep that into consideration.
All of each what?
Tourists. Every single tourist who's a cardholder. That is revenue for your entire community.
Okay. Thank both of you for going ahead and answering Commissioner McGuffey's question here. Commissioner Gilman, you want to weigh in?
I suppose bottom line comment for me is I operate about 11 business licenses thereabouts in Story County. And of all of those business licenses, we are a drug-free house. We drug test. We don't allow any uses within our business community. And so I am not comfortable with putting it in our community at large. I'm not in favor of that. Thank you.
I'm going to say that since currently it's not allowed under Story County zoning ordinances, we couldn't approve this business license today if we wanted to, because it'd be in violation of our own ordinance. And we've gone through this in times before, as mentioned earlier, that if we want to change ordinances to that we need to go through that process first, change the ordinance first, and then revisit whatever type of business license or regulation according to those business licenses might be. But right now, as it sits, it's not legal in this county due to the current zoning ordinance that we have. And so it's staff and legal counsel's recommendation that we deny this business license. And so with that said, that's I'm going to ask for a motion to that effect, that we deny this business license based on these findings.
I'll move to deny the business license application for a medical marijuana dispensary because of the current zoning ordinance do not authorize the approval of medical marijuana establishments in Story County.
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved to second to deny this business license. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, everyone, for attending today. Thank you for your testimony. All right. Right now, we're going to recess as the Story County Board of County Commissioners and convene as the Story County Liquor License Board.
You need to take a...
Anyway, we're going to recess for about 5 minutes.